Our journey begins in the book of Genesis with the creation story. According to the Bible, God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, establishing the pattern of the week we still follow today. On these days, God created light, sky, land, sea, plants, stars, animals, and finally, humans. Adam and Eve, the first humans, lived in the Garden of Eden, a paradise where they enjoyed a perfect relationship with God and each other. However, this perfect beginning was short-lived. Enter the serpent, a cunning creature who tempted Eve to eat from the one tree God had forbidden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve, and then Adam, ate the fruit. This act of disobedience brought sin into the world, forever altering the course of human history. They were expelled from Eden, and humanity was now in a state of separation from God, a theme that echoes throughout the entire Bible. Expulsion from Eden meant more than just losing a beautiful home. It symbolized a profound spiritual loss and the beginning of human suffering. Work became toilsome, childbirth became painful, and death entered the human experience. Yet even in this moment of judgment, there was a glimmer of hope. God promised that one day the offspring of the woman would crush the serpent's head, a prophecy pointing to the future victory over sin and death. Beyond the immediate consequences, the fall set the stage for the ongoing struggle between good and evil. Humanity's propensity to sin was now part of the human condition, affecting relationships, communities, and creation itself. Despite this bleak outlook, the promise of redemption hinted at God's enduring plan to restore what was lost. This foundational story in Genesis not only explains the origin of sin, but also introduces the hope of salvation, a theme that will be progressively unveiled throughout the Bible. As we move forward in Genesis, we encounter the stories of the patriarchs Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These stories set the stage for God's plan to redeem humanity. First, we meet Noah, a righteous man in a world filled with wickedness. God decides to cleanse the earth with a flood, but spares Noah, his family, and pairs of every animal species by instructing Noah to build an ark. After the flood waters recede, God makes a covenant with Noah, symbolized by a rainbow, promising never to destroy the earth with a flood again. Next, we encounter Abraham, a central figure in the Bible. God calls Abraham to leave his homeland and promises to make him the father of a great nation. Despite his old age and his wife Sarah's barrenness, Abraham believes God. Sarah miraculously gives birth to Isaac, the child of promise. Isaac's story leads to Jacob, his son, who has 12 sons of his own. These 12 sons become the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob, later named Israel, plays a pivotal role as his family moves to Egypt, setting the stage for the next major chapter of the Bible. Abraham's journey of faith included many tests. God asked him to leave everything familiar and go to an unknown land. He faced famine, conflicts, and the ultimate test of faith when God asked him to sacrifice Isaac. Yet Abraham's trust in God did not waver. His faith was counted to him as righteousness, and through his descendants, all nations of the earth would be blessed. Noah's obedience amidst widespread corruption showcases God's justice and mercy. His story emphasizes the importance of righteousness and faithfulness. Abraham's life highlights God's call and promise, establishing the covenant that would shape Israel's identity. So, Isaac, though a less prominent figure, represents the continuation of God's promise, while Jacob's transformation into Israel and his 12 sons illustrate the foundation of the 12 tribes, leading to the nation of Israel. The book of Exodus begins with the Israelites, descendants of Jacob, enslaved in Egypt. Enter Moses, a Hebrew raised in Pharaoh's palace, but destined to lead his people to freedom. God calls Moses through a burning bush and tasks him with confronting Pharaoh and demanding the release of the Israelites. After Pharaoh's refusal, God sends 10 devastating plagues upon Egypt, culminating in the death of all firstborn sons. The Israelites are spared by marking their doorposts with the blood of the lamb, an event commemorated as Passover. Finally, Pharaoh lets the Israelites go, but then chases them to the Red Sea. Here God parts the waters, allowing the Israelites to escape, and then drowning the pursuing Egyptian army. In the wilderness, the Israelites received the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, along with other laws to govern their community and relationship with God. Despite their frequent complaints and disobedience, God remains faithful, guiding them with a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night, providing manna for food, and giving detailed instructions for building the tabernacle, a portable place of worship. This period in the wilderness was also a time of testing and preparation. The Israelites often struggled with doubt and rebellion, creating a golden calf to worship when they feared Moses had abandoned them. God's response was both judgment and mercy, renewing his covenant and giving further instructions on how to live as his chosen people. The laws given were not just religious duties, but were meant to shape a community that reflected God's holiness, justice, and compassion. The giving of the law at Mount Sinai was a pivotal moment. The Ten Commandments established fundamental principles for moral and spiritual conduct, forming the basis for Israel's legal and ethical system. Additional laws addressed various aspects of daily life, from dietary restrictions to social justice. These laws emphasized the Israelites' unique identity as God's chosen people, set apart to be a light to the nations. The construction of the tabernacle symbolized God's desire to dwell among his people, providing a tangible representation of his presence and a central place for worship and sacrifice. After 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, a new generation of Israelites, led by Joshua, stands ready to enter the promised land. The book of Joshua details their conquest of Canaan, starting with the miraculous fall of Jericho. Following God's instructions, the Israelites march around the city walls for 7 days, and on the seventh day the walls collapse, allowing them to take the city. However, the conquest is far from complete, and the Israelites struggle to fully occupy the land. The period of the judges follows, characterized by a recurring cycle. The Israelites sin by worshiping other gods. They are oppressed by neighboring nations. They cry out to God for help, and God raises a judge to deliver them. These judges include notable figures like Deborah, a prophetess and warrior Gideon, who defeats a vast Midianite army with just 300 men, and Samson, known for his incredible strength and tragic downfall. Despite their deliverance, the Israelites repeatedly fall back into sin, highlighting the need for a more permanent solution to their spiritual rebellion. The stories of the judges reveal a tumultuous time in Israel's history. Deborah's leadership showcases the power of faith and wisdom as she leads Israel to victory against overwhelming odds. Gideon's story emphasizes God's ability to save, not by human might, but by divine power. Samson, though flawed, demonstrates that God can use even the most unlikely individuals to accomplish his purposes. This era ends with the poignant statement that everyone did what was right in their own eyes, underlining the need for righteous leadership. Joshua's leadership is marked by obedience and faith. His reliance on God's guidance leads to significant victories, but also highlights the consequences of disobedience, such as the defeated Ai. The incomplete conquest and the Israelites' failure to fully drive out the inhabitants of the land set the stage for ongoing conflicts and the influence of foreign gods. The period of the judges illustrates the cycle of sin, oppression, repentance, and deliverance, reflecting the Israelites' struggle to maintain faithfulness to God amidst surrounding pagan cultures. The last judge, Samuel, transitions Israel from a loose confederation of tribes to a united kingdom. The people demand a king, and God directs Samuel to anoint Saul as Israel's first king. Saul starts strong but eventually disobeys God, leading to his downfall. God then chooses David, a shepherd boy, to succeed Saul. David's reign is marked by military victories, the establishment of Jerusalem as the capital, and his deep devotion to God, epitomized in the Psalms. Despite his flaws, including his infamous affair with Bathsheba, David remains a man after God's own heart. David's son Solomon succeeds him, known for his wisdom and for building the temple in Jerusalem, a permanent place for God's presence among his people. However, Solomon's later years are marred by idolatry, influenced by his many foreign wives. After Solomon's death, the kingdom splits into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. This division leads to a period of decline and turmoil. Prophets like Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Isaiah, and Jeremiah called the people back to God, warning of impending judgment. Despite these warnings, both kingdoms continue in their unfaithfulness, leading to their eventual downfall. David's story is a testament to God's grace and the complexity of human nature. His rise from shepherd to king, his heartfelt worship, and his psalms give insight into his relationship with God. Solomon's wisdom and achievements are legendary, but his divided heart serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of compromise. The divided kingdom sets the stage for the prophetic voices that would call Israel and Judah to repentance and highlight God's unending faithfulness despite human failure. Saul's reign is marked by initial successes but ultimately spirals into jealousy, disobedience, and rejection by God. David's anointing as king while Saul still reigns introduces a period of tension and conflict. David's respect for God's anointed, despite Saul's hostility, showcases his character. Solomon's reign begins with a focus on wisdom and building the temple, but his later years show the dangers of wealth, power, and foreign influences. The division of the kingdom reflects the consequences of Solomon's actions and the people's continued rebellion against God's covenant. The consequences of the divided kingdom's unfaithfulness come to fruition with the fall of Israel to Assyria and Judah to Babylon. Jerusalem is destroyed, the temple is burned, and the people are taken into exile. This period is marked by profound sorrow, but also by prophetic hope. In Babylon, prophets like Daniel and Ezekiel minister to the exiles, reminding them of God's promises and faithfulness. Daniel's visions provide a future hope of God's kingdom, while Ezekiel speaks of a new heart and spirit that God will give his people. After 70 years, the Persian king Cyrus conquers Babylon and allows the Jews to return to their homeland. Under leaders like Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah, the people rebuild Jerusalem and the temple, re-establishing their community and covenant with God. Despite opposition and internal struggles, this period marks a significant renewal of faith and identity for the Jewish people. The exile period highlights themes of judgment, repentance, and restoration. Daniel's steadfast faith in a foreign land and his prophetic visions point to God's sovereignty over all nations. Ezekiel's dramatic visions, including the Valley of Dry Bones, symbolize hope and renewal. The return under Persian rule demonstrates God's ability to work through even secular powers to fulfill his purposes. The rebuilding of the temple and the walls of Jerusalem under Nehemiah's leadership illustrate the importance of community, worship, and obedience to God's word. The fall of Jerusalem and the subsequent exile are seen as a direct result of the people's persistent unfaithfulness. The destruction of the temple represents a profound loss, symbolizing the broken relationship between God and his people. Yet the exile also becomes a period of spiritual renewal and reflection. Prophets like Jeremiah and Isaiah speak of a future restoration and a new covenant. The return from exile, though challenging, is marked by a renewed commitment to the law and worship. The rebuilding efforts, despite opposition, signify a fresh start and the fulfillment of God's promises. The New Testament opens with the birth of Jesus, fulfilling Old Testament prophecies of a coming Messiah. Born in Bethlehem to the Virgin Mary, Jesus' birth is celebrated by angels, shepherds, and wise men from the East. His early life is largely obscure, but we know he grew up in Nazareth, learning carpentry from his earthly father, Joseph. Around age 30, Jesus begins his public ministry, marked by his baptism by John the Baptist and his temptation in the wilderness. Jesus travels throughout Galilee, teaching in synagogues, healing the sick, casting out demons, and performing miracles like turning water into wine and feeding thousands with a few loaves and fish. Jesus' teachings, including the famous Sermon on the Mount, emphasize the kingdom of God, love for enemies, forgiveness, and the Beatitudes. He often uses parables to convey deep spiritual truths. Despite his growing popularity, Jesus faces increasing opposition from religious leaders who feel threatened by his authority and message. Jesus' life and ministry reveal his identity as both fully human and fully divine. His miracles demonstrate his power over nature, illness, and evil. His teachings challenge societal norms, calling for a radical love and commitment to God. The parables, such as the prodigal son and the good Samaritan, offer profound insights into God's grace and the nature of the kingdom. Jesus' interactions with outcasts and sinners reveal his compassion and inclusivity. Throughout his ministry, he prepares his disciples for the mission of spreading the gospel. Jesus' baptism marks the beginning of his public ministry, signifying his identification with humanity and his anointing by the Holy Spirit. His temptation in the wilderness highlights his sinlessness and victory over Satan. His miracles, such as healing the blind and raising the dead, validate his divine authority. His teachings on the kingdom of God present a vision of a transformed world where justice, mercy, and peace reign. His call to discipleship demands total commitment and trust in God. Jesus' ministry culminates in his journey to Jerusalem, where he would fulfill his mission through his death and resurrection. The climax of Jesus' earthly ministry comes during Passion Week. He enters Jerusalem triumphantly on a donkey, but the week quickly turns to betrayal, trial, and crucifixion. At the Last Supper, Jesus shares bread and wine with his disciples, symbolizing his body and blood. Jesus is arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, tried by Jewish and Roman authorities, and sentenced to death by crucifixion. On the cross, Jesus endures immense physical and spiritual agony, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He dies and his body is placed in a borrowed tomb. 3 days later, the tomb is found empty. Jesus rises from the dead, appearing to his disciples and many others over 40 days. His resurrection is the cornerstone of Christian faith, affirming his victory over sin and death. Before ascending to heaven, Jesus gives the Great Commission, instructing his followers to spread the gospel to all nations. Jesus' death and resurrection are central to the Christian faith. The crucifixion fulfills the Old Testament sacrificial system with Jesus as the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. His resurrection validates his claims of divinity and offers hope of eternal life to believers. The empty tomb is a powerful symbol of victory over death. Jesus' post-resurrection appearances strengthen the faith of his followers and prepare them for their mission. The Great Commission underscores the global scope of Jesus' message and the ongoing work of the Church. Jesus' trial and crucifixion fulfill numerous Old Testament prophecies, emphasizing the redemptive purpose of his suffering. His cry of abandonment on the cross reflects the weight of bearing humanity's sin. The resurrection is a pivotal event, demonstrating God's power and the promise of new life. Jesus' interactions with his disciples after his resurrection, such as the encounter on the road to Emmaus and the restoration of Peter, illustrate his continuing care and leadership. The ascension marks the transition from Jesus' earthly ministry to his heavenly reign and the sending of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. The story of the Bible doesn't end with Jesus' ascension. The book of Acts details the early church's rapid growth, empowered by the Holy Spirit. The apostles like Peter and Paul spread the gospel across the Roman Empire, facing persecution, but also witnessing miraculous conversions and the establishment of new communities of faith. Paul's letters to various churches address theological issues, moral conduct, and the practical aspects of Christian living. Other New Testament letters, like those of James, Peter, John, and Jude, offer further guidance and encouragement. Finally, the book of Revelation provides a vision of the end times, the ultimate victory of God, and the establishment of a new heaven and new heaven and new earth. This prophetic book assures believers of God's sovereignty and the final defeat of evil. Today, the Bible continues to be a source of inspiration, guidance, and comfort for millions around the world. Its message of hope, redemption, and love remains relevant, inviting everyone to discover the transformative power of its story. The early church experiences, as recorded in Acts, demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit in spreading the gospel despite opposition. Paul's missionary journeys, Ernest, and his epistles shape much of Christian theology and practice. His letters address diverse issues from faith and works to spiritual gifts and church unity. The general epistles provide practical wisdom and encouragement to persevere in faith. Revelation's apocalyptic imagery and promises of a new creation offer hope and assurance of God's ultimate plan for humanity. The book of Acts highlights the transformative impact of the Holy Spirit, seen in the boldness of the apostles and the rapid growth of the church. Peter's leadership and Paul's missionary efforts underscore the diversity and unity of the early Christian movement. Paul's theological insights and pastoral guidance continue to influence Christian thought and practice. The general epistles address specific challenges and provide timeless wisdom for living out the Christian faith. Revelation's vivid imagery and hopeful message remind believers of God's ultimate victory and the promise of eternal life in His presence. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the Bible. Whether you're reading it for the first time or revisiting familiar stories, may you find deeper understanding and renewed faith. Stay blessed and keep exploring the amazing story of the Bible.